Girls 8 to 18 on quad roller skates race around rinks and hone the art of jamming, blocking, and scoring. It's Flat Track Derby. On Second Thought, intern Emily Bunker visited the Atlanta Junior Roller Derby to see what this quirky sport is all about.
My real name is Tui Bratton, and my skate name is Category. There's the pack, four from each team, and those are blockers in the pack. And then there's a jammer, one from each team. And the jammers are trying to make their way through the pack legally so that you can hit and things, but there are rules. And when the jammer passes blockers, each blocker's hips they pass is a point. I started roller derby when I was 6 years old, and I am 13. Because I remember when I was little, I mean, vaguely remember, it was just really hard and I didn't know what I was doing. In roller derby, you see something and you think, that's really hard, how am I going to do that? But then you do it.
My name is Michelle Williams and I'm from Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut. My daughter is, she's new to rec. The very first time I was a little nervous because she was my baby and she was young. But then once I saw her and how aggressive she was, which I never saw that side of her, I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine. I say just throw yourself into it. It's awesome to watch, and it empowers females. Like, I don't know, I just sit through the whole bout, like, smiling, because I'm like, these girls are tough. They, you know, have on their makeup, they have on their cute little, you know, whatever, their skirts or shorts, and but they are tough. And I love it.
This is Mattitude Adjustment, the head coach of Atlanta Junior Roller Derby. My actual name is Madeline. To see every day that there's something changing, whether they're just getting stronger themselves, or they're working better with their teammates, or they're taking a footwork thing and putting it into a practice. The leaps and bounds they've made has been amazing, and I always tell them it makes my little coach heart so happy.
My name's Alexis Robinson, but I go by Chipper, and I'm from Decatur. I got the nickname Chip in fifth grade because pretty much all I eat is chips. And when I started playing roller derby, we had to transfer that and kind of make it tough, so Chip Her holds true. My hips are apparently very bony. Girls quit sports at a young age because of social stigmas, but in roller derby, there's none of that. I mean, whoever you are, you're loved, you're accepted, and we just don't have time for hate.
I'm Violet Lorish, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and my roller derby name is Violet Femmes. I'm 12. I'm on the Voodoo Dollies, and the other team is the Glitter Mafia. I wanted to play football. This was safer, probably, but you still get to legally hit people. Not in a bad way.
My name is Sean Green. I live in Midtown Atlanta. I remember when it clicked for my oldest. She's a blocker. She stopped everybody. It was incredible. My middle kid does it too, and my little six-year-old is tooling around here somewhere waiting for the opportunity to turn eight.
It's just skating and gliding on floors.
Your name's Gretchen, and your nickname's Gigi, and we've been calling you...
Gigi Normus.
It's an amazingly open and welcoming group of people. Young girls ages 8 to 18, if soccer hasn't worked, if football hasn't worked, if hockey hasn't worked, you should try roller derby anyways. It's a ton of fun.
Special thanks to On Second Thought intern Emily Bunker for producing this postcard. With no serious damage, we should add, to toes or fingers. Catch the action yourself when it's the Glitter Mafia versus the Voodoo Dollies. This weekend, visit gpbnews.org for more details.